KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, Reading. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. Gosh, it's going to be a great day today. If you heard Rachel earlier, whoo, high in the 70s. I don't know, get out and do something because the heat's a-coming. So we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk to Mark Peterson about Abundant Harvest, and he was on a couple years ago, and wow, you're going to learn a lot, and you'll want to sign up probably for everything he has to offer today, so don't go away. And when we have our first break, make sure you go get a pencil and paper because you're probably going to want to write some things down today. So in the studio as a co-host today, we have Dr. Maria Salas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Dr. Maria here is going to be taking one of our Saturdays of Positively Healthy. And so, hey, when is that? When do you start there, girl?
The first Saturday in July, which is July 7th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be right here, same time. And so we have a collection now of chiropractors.
Uh-oh.
I know. So watch out. You have no choice but to get healthy now. And so we have Dr. Todd Royce and then Dr. David Paris. And so we are kind of two female chiropractors and two male chiropractors.
Oh, we're going to tag team. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I want to get to our guest here. So we have Mark Peterson in the studio today with us. And good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Hey, we like having you. So let's start with, you know, this whole abundant harvest rage. I mean, it's just kind of taking over. So what is it? Who are you? Why are you here?
Well, we deliver organic produce to Reading on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock in front of the Bidlocks parking lot. And our website is ahorganics.com.
Okay.
We have organic produce, and we're heavy on the fruit at the price of conventional within one day of harvest. Whatever you get on Tuesday was harvested on Monday.
Wow. Okay, it's hard to beat that. And so now you said Big Lots parking lot. Now that's out by the mall?
That is on the corner of what right across from Sears.
Okay.
And what else is in that parking lot? TJ Maxx is right over there. Fleet Feet.
Okay. Okay. So now I thought I got something that said you have a new location. That's not. That was just a different side of the.
We moved to the
Dana Hilltop. We're getting help.
We
okay. Good.
We moved to the side of Big Lots because there's a shade tree over there, and we're kind of out of traffic. We have a refrigerated truck pull up, and,
mm-hmm.
and folks just line up, and everything's prepaid online, so their order's all ready, and we just hand it to them out of a 38-degree truck.
Wow. Okay. So now this truck is coming from where?
It's
delivering throughout our state.
It's from my hometown where I grew up, Kingsburg, California. It's just south of Fresno. It's the number one ag county in the world, surrounded by number two, number three, and number four.
Go California.
Yeah, and my family's been farming there since 1892.
Wow, that's great.
So, yeah, and the reason we're down there is that's where the best produce is. And we do get a lot of things also from Northern California as well. We go to the best areas, and we establish relationships with those farmers. We primarily did it to market and to sell direct our own produce.
Okay.
But to put the whole thing together, we needed to assemble other things that didn't, it's primarily vegetables that we don't do. We're primarily fruit growers.
Okay.
And we grow chickens, and we have organic chickens. So
wow.
our family has organic chickens, peaches, plums, nectarines, apricots, persimmons, and lots of different varieties of grapes.
Now, I don't want to get totally derailed about Tulare County, but why? What's so great about it? I mean, doesn't it just kind of look like every other county coming up through here? Or what's the...
Well, for fruit, it's a climate issue.
Okay.
The water table's really high. They have excellent water there and Class A soils throughout the county.
Okay, so that you can't beat that. Great soil, water, and sun.
It's tough to beat. I mean, there's a reason why almonds and the nut crops are grown up here, and the rice and different things. So,
okay.
So, you know, every area has its, you know, it has its reasons why it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Dr. Maria here has a question for you. So you're listening to Positively Health, and we've got a lot going on today. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Through Monday, it's a big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center through Monday.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lato Seco organic local pork, including chops, roast, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just
welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy here this fabulous Saturday morning. And in the studio here, we have Mark Peterson of Abundant Harvest, and we have Dr. Maria Salas, and we are just asking questions. So welcome back, Mark Peterson.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. And so, Maria, do you have a question?
Yes, definitely. Welcome back, Mark. And a lot of issues that I get from patients or friends and family is things are just so expensive when it comes to organic food, and all I hear is, gosh, if you want to try and eat healthy, it's so expensive. How do you keep your costs so affordable? It's organic. How do you do that? It seems absolutely impossible.
Great question. I'm glad you asked, Doctor. All right. Well, you know, our mantra is organic at the price of conventional within one day of harvest. Here's how we did that. I've been involved in agriculture. I'm 43 my whole life. You know, when I got outside of it, I could look in. And when I started eating organic myself, I started thinking it from a consumer point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did that, I started to say, hey, let's get this directly to the people. Because if anything in the grocery store has a minimum of 7 people in between you and your food, and most of the time it's 9. And oftentimes in smaller markets, depending on how far they're out, as many as 12 people in between you and your food, and that's how many people are getting a cut.
Wow.
And so what we're doing is we're connecting people straight to the farmer. We're essentially just a delivery service, because when you get your produce, there's a list of everything that's on there with the contact info from your farmer. So.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
No excuses anymore, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We want you guys to shake the hand that feeds you. So what we've done is we've essentially eliminated all those people that are in between you, and we've got rid of all the waste because it's computerized. We know, because it's been ordered online in advance, we know exactly what each farmer needs to bring, so there's no waste. And we also have reusable packaging, which is about 15% of the cost of food. All our box gets returned every week. And so without the waste, without all the middlemen, and the reusable packaging, that's how we're able to do organic at the price of conventional within one day of harvest.
Practically direct sale. It sounds great.
Yeah. And it really is.
Excellent.
And it's 100% guaranteed. And so
what does that mean?
Let's just say that your cucumber, let's say of the 12 to 18 items that you got this week in your box, let's say, hey, that cucumber, that just didn't taste exactly like I wanted it to taste. One quick email, you are reimbursed on your card, or you are resupplied with new cucumbers next week directly from your farmer.
Wow.
You know what? That means a lot to me. I bought some chicken last week, and it just didn't smell right. I'm not going to say from where.
Yeah.
But the fact that you will do that for a customer, because I don't see any store coming, you know, around so easily and either giving money back or you have to actually drive back to the store to, you know, make anything happen. So that's right. Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, what all is in the box? Like if you were just, I know it changes all the time, but like roughly fruits, vegetables, you're saying mostly fruit right now, but that's seasonal.
Yes. This is one thing that we're very distinctive on. We're really heavy on fruit in our box. People go, oh, it's a veggie box. I'm like, no, it's not a veggie box. Fruit's really expensive to grow. Mm-hmm. So when we're putting box heavy on fruit, we're making a statement.
Yeah.
And I brought some props in with us this morning.
Yeah, you brought a bowl of fruit.
These are all from my family farm. I've got some nectarines, some peaches, some apricots, and some little donut peaches. These are white flesh. You just pass these around. These are great to taste.
Okay.
So this is great. During the summer months, it's peaches, plums, nectarines, apricots, and toward the end of July, it starts to turn into more grapes, and the fruit starts to tail off. And so it's always changing, and pears and the apples kick in the fall, and it's just
so
going
is big. That not exciting for the consumer? It's not the same thing all the time. It's an ever-changing event.
It's a surprise every week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, are we going to eat these things, or are we just looking at them?
Let's go.
All right.
Try this on Trudy. Just put your mouth
now,
up to the microphone.
I see a tiny spot here. Am I supposed to think anything about it?
That's hail. Hail wiped out a huge amount of the Central Valley this summer, but as you will find out in about 5 seconds, that will not affect the taste.
Oh, my goodness. It's an apricot.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually an aprium. It's half apricot, half plum. So it's crossbred between the two, but it looks like an apricot. A pluot is the opposite. It's half plum, half apricot, so it actually looks like a plum but tastes like an apricot.
Wow. Okay. What else do you have in there that Dr. Salas might want to be trying?
Oh, okay.
That and a quick question while you're picking one out for me. Do you get anything outside of California?
We get nothing outside of California. We know all our farmers. We're out on their farms.
Nice.
And that relationship's really important to us. We've had 5 farmers over the last few years tell us we wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for organic harvest, abundant harvest. And here, you got to try that peach. And the reason why is because everything's paid online, cashless. And so we get our money a few days before the truck rolls in with the produce. Isn't that peach good?
It's dripping and it's delicious.
Yeah. They just passed her a napkin because it's dripping down her chin. And this is a really exciting thing for the small family farm, is that when the farmer rolls in with his tomatoes, he rolls out with a check that day. And that eliminates half of his debt, because most of the debt, over half the debt, comes at harvest. And he knows before he planted that tomato that he had it sold on our website. So how cool is that?
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great.
Because normal agriculture, when you sell fruit or produce into the system, it's 30 days is the quickest you ever get a turnaround.
Now, that's what we don't know. The rest of us who are not part of A, we don't know that farmers don't get a check right then.
Yeah,
they have to wait.
All that produce that's bought in the grocery store is actually funded by the farmer and is being carried by him until your money gets back to him. And it takes probably on average around 45 days.
Wow.
And the difference between us is, since we already have it, it's already been pre-ordered, we hand them a check as they drive out of the yard.
Unbelievable. What a nice service for farmers. So,
guess how many farmers like that?
Oh, I'm going to guess maybe over one.
Yeah. Yeah, every one of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So I want to get the picture here, because you live in Reading, and this is a little bit your brainchild.
Yes.
Okay. And so you came up with it, got your family on board.
Yes.
And it's really statewide. I mean, you guys are delivering where? Everywhere?
Reading to San Diego now.
Reading to San Diego. Okay.
Yeah. And the only place we haven't broke into yet is the Bay Area. I haven't figured that out yet. But, you know, we just do it as people want to do it. This is our marketing plan. If people have us on a radio program, great. They do an article on us, great. We decided early on, like, we're going to do it so well that people are going to tell their friends and neighbors about it, and that is going to be our marketing plan. We're not going to spend money on advertising. We're going to put the money in the box.
Wow. Okay. And then tell us about the box. Like, what's so great about the box?
the box folds down. It's reusable. I said that way we eliminate about 15% of the cost. And we have one thin paper liner that is recyclable. Our big box is $36. Our small box, which is half of that, is $21. And the dimensions on that are 23 by 16 by 8. It's a very large box, and it comes stuffed every week.
And it just snaps down when you're done, and you leave it there, and you give it to you next time, and you just kind of keep rotating this thing.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It is. So when we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about the inside scoop of your business. So we'll be right back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. Don't go away.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up.
This Sunday, We the People welcomes back Kenana Nadir, who continues his work underground in Britain's Muslim community. A year ago, he appeared on our program and warned of the danger radical Islam poses to Western democracies and our way of life. This week, live from London, Kenana updates us. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here today. In the studio, we have Dr. Maria Salas, and we're kind of double-teaming Mark Peterson from Organic... See, now I'm doing it. Abundant Harvest. So welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Judy.
Hey, nice to have you here today. Thanks for taking the time to come in. Now, well, okay, if you're just you know, getting in your car and you're listening to KCNR right now, we've tried an Apra plum. What the heck was that?
We tried an aprium, which
aprium.
Is half apricot,
okay.
Half plum, but it looks like an apricot.
Okay, and then Dr. Maria tried a peach, right? Was
yes.
that a peach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and so what I had was fabulous and just dripping, and so how was yours, Maria?
Likewise, very, very juicy and good.
All right. And
exactly
so,
what I expected.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay, and so let's see. Did you have a question for
Mark? Yeah, this is actually really, really interesting to me, Mark. So can you give us sort of like a backstory? We want to know how you and your family really originally got started in organic farming and agriculture and that kind of thing.
Wow, great question. Mm-hmm. I just had one little thing I want to put in unsolicited here. You know why that fruit is so good? We can pick it a little riper because we know it's coming the next day.
You bet.
And that's why that peach juice dripped down your chin.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
It wasn't picked green
because, you know, when probably average produce in the grocery store takes, you know, about a week, many times much longer.
Yeah.
And probably the quickest it can go through the whole system is probably about 4 days. But we know ours is going to be on your table tomorrow night.
Oh.
So we can pick it that ripe, and we can plant it that ripe. All right, so back to the
That's
question.
Great.
Man,
yeah.
That is great.
So ask me the quick question. Oh, how did we get into organic?
How did you guys get started?
Okay, well, in the Central Valley, I was never exposed to organic agriculture at all. I'd never known an organic farmer. That wasn't anything that anyone did. I think I heard a rumor of somebody in Dinuba once, which is the next town over, but I never met him. When I got married, we moved away to the Pacific Northwest. I was involved in agriculture up there. I had a farm labor company, and I ran that for almost 10 years. I also did riparian restoration, which is a farm service agency contracts for to restore wetlands. And so involved, I had a lot of labor as my working. I had a lot of employees working for me, and people started calling me to help them weed their organic beans. And I went and one gentleman had community-supported agricultural box service. And I remember being exposed to that guy. He had mules that he'd plow his fields with. And I started – and because I was pretty broke at the time, I'd always try to bring home as much produce as I can. And I realized, wow, that tastes so much better than anything that I've ever had. And it just – if it wasn't even an ideological thing, it was a pleasure thing.
Yeah.
And, the
limbic system.
Yeah, it was like, holy smokes, this is so much better. And he had his chickens running around, and he had – and then I'm weeding organic beans, and then I start reading, right? So I put my college diploma to work, and I go to the library, and I start reading. And, you know, it's just a process of conversion over time. I mean, I think from those exposures, and my relationship and my friendship with my brother, and, you know, he's always coming up. I'm always going down. We're always talking ag. We started to debate what it would look like to switch the family farm over to organic.
And how long were you not organic? Were you conventional?
Well, we've been organic in our fertility since 1892.
Okay.
And that means we raise chickens. That means all the fertilizers is chicken poop.
Yep.
How's
that's
that?
The best.
Yeah. So we've been organic in our fertility, you know, but however, like everyone around us, there was no real reward for, you know, we're trying to feed our families. And that's what it comes down to. That's why we run a positive campaign. You know, I have over 100 family members that are all farmers. Me and my brother are the only organic farmers. You know, they're my neighbors, they're my friends, they're my relatives. We're just telling you what we do, and we're trying to do it the best we can.
Love it.
So, yes. Go ahead.
Up here in Reading, do you know how many people you support, how many families you support?
Are you asking how many customers I have or how many?
Sure.
Reading has, we have, this as of this morning, we had 82 subscribers. We've been doing it here since September. We started it 4 years ago. It took a little while for it to grow up because it's a distribution thing. So, you know, it has to be connected to the next town in front of it. Like people go, oh, I'm 3 hours away and I want to start a drop. Well, that doesn't really work for us. We need, you know, seven towns in between you, but we will, you know, for those of you that are listening in San Francisco Bay Area, you know, we're almost there. Hang on. So it just takes a while to grow out as it's a distribution. We need so many subscribers per mile to make this work. So
where are you from here? You go to Red Bluff from here? Or?
Yes. The truck comes up, drops in Reading to Red Bluff to Orland and Corning, or sorry, the other way around, Corning. Orland.
Okay.
So, and then the truck actually picks up. We get Sierra Nevada cheese and Willows. We get eggs. There's a cooler there. So we pick up our Northern California farmers' products from up here, some of our rice and different things that and our meat, too, comes from up here, Darrell Wood Panoramic Meat. All our meat is grass finished. That means it never touches grain in its life.
Yes.
And Daryl's probably one of the best I've seen. He's a real cowboy too, and he lives right here in Vina.
Great.
Love it.
And then do you have, is Anderson going to be a drop spot, or is that too close to Reading?
Real close. I got 2 signups for Anderson yesterday. It says it's coming soon on our site. So if you sign up, if we can get a handful more, we're going to get that started.
Yeah.
So all of you in Anderson Cottonwood, that is coming really quick. Hopefully within the next week. When it says coming soon, you go on our site, you sign up, you will not be charged. We just need to know who's serious about it. That means you signed up, you put your credit card in. When we get enough people, everybody will get an email, say, hey, we're about to start, and then everybody can change their mind if they want.
Yeah.
But that way we know who we have. So if you're out there in Anderson Cottonwood and you want to sign up, please go in there, do so under the Anderson Cottonwood drop site.
But they can just be Redding people for now, right? Or
Yeah, the Cottonwood people are driving up to Redding, but okay. They will probably switch over once
then eventually
once we
get
started.
Their own drop spot. Okay.
Yes, that's great.
Is it going to be Anderson Cottonwood or Anderson and Cottonwood?
I like to do both, but as that, we're just going to do one probably off the Gas Point Road for now, and then we'll see. We'll probably move one into Anderson would be what we'd hope to do. We want to keep people from driving as little as we can. The truck's already going through.
Yeah.
We need to finish up the how we got to organic question maybe when we come back. But,
that's right. So we'll be back right after this. We're going to talk more with Mark Peterson of Abundant Harvest. And then also on the line, we have Katie Bianchi from Bianchi Orchards to talk to us for a few minutes. So don't go away. A lot more to come.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalk building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Redding. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Redding area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Public Works Stormwater Program.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hey, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we are having a wild time today on KCNR 1460. And so on the phone, we have Katie Bianchi. Katie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Well, good. Well, thanks for calling in. Now, what exactly do you guys have going on down there in Tehama County?
Oh, we're really excited. We have what's called a passport weekend for the county. It's highlighting ag tourism.
Ooh, ag tourism, okay. And so what does that mean?
So basically, we're a rural county, so we have all these hidden treasures. And so it's just a reminder to our friends and family and the public and surrounding counties that they can come and visit these locations. So there's 16 locations. They'll be open from 10 to 5 on June 2nd and 3rd. And basically, they get to experience local products made right here in the county.
Wow. Okay. So are people going to one location or are they driving to a bunch of different locations?
It's a self-guided tour.
Oh,
so
excellent.
So you will be driving to each location.
Okay. And so where do you go at first to get your map and pay and all that stuff?
Not a problem. Well, you can start anywhere, any of the stops. Every stop has tickets available. The tickets are $20. It includes your passport that has specials for each location listed, as well as a wine glass, because we're doing wine sampling up in the Manton area. There's olive oil sampling down in Corning area. Nut and fruit tasting along the 99, and each location is featuring local artists, their product. So a lot in store for the weekend.
And what's the date of that?
June 2nd and 3rd.
Okay, so people, they have two weekend days to aim for.
Exactly. And so you go to each stop and you can get your passport stamped and enjoy the company of some local producers and just kind of get to know them a little bit more.
And what were the hours each day?
From 10 to 5.
10 to 5. So that's a pretty large zone.
Exactly. We're a pretty large county, so we want to make sure you got to experience all those locations without being too rushed.
And how many years have you guys done this?
This is just our second annual.
Okay, how did it go last year?
Really well. We had some great feedback. We're just excited to get bigger and better concepts going on. So a lot of the participants are taking it upon themselves and adding live music or an additional artist to
oh,
the facility
nice. Yeah.
to make it more intriguing.
Now, is your ranch or farm on the trail?
We are. We're Bianchi Orchards off of 99.
Okay.
We are along the way, which is one of the trails that you can choose from, and we have walnuts.
Okay, you're a walnut grower.
Yeah.
And what kind of walnuts do you have?
Chandler.
Okay. Now, why are those so popular? Why have I not heard about those, and now they're everywhere?
I know. It's pretty amazing what the industry has produced. Basically, the yields, as well as how it grows in our area, it thrives. It does very well.
Well, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you should try some of our honey. We glaze them, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That's our specialty.
Oh, wow. Now, are you mostly selling local, or do you guys send them off out of the area, too? Or
we do. Probably one of our biggest realms that we have is our walnut club.
Uh-huh.
But just like any of the other producers in our area, you kind of start local, and you just start branching out from there.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't know if there was an interest in Chandler walnuts, like, I don't know, out of the country.
Well, there's Chandler walnuts everywhere, but actually exporting is probably one of the biggest industries for the crop to go towards.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you go to Italy and you'll find walnuts from Las Molinas.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
I know, that is wild. And so,
yeah.
But this is really supporting local ag, getting people, getting the consumer connected to the people producing the food, and and it's a party.
It is. We're super excited. We're going to have some live music and some crafters, as well as some wine and beer tasting. So you're in for a good weekend if you want to stop by.
Okay, so now where can people call if they're listening to this and they're thinking, well, that sounds like us. Who do they get a hold of?
They can call anyone on the map. They can visit us at our website at www.tehamatrail.com.
Okay.
Because it's the Tehama Trail Passport Weekend.
Okay. So
we also have all the information listed on our Facebook. We would love for anyone to become a fan and follow these local producers. That Facebook also highlights local events that these producers do.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
okay.
Throughout the year.
And
just
so
not for this event.
TehamaTrails.com or trail.com or trails?
TehamaTrail.com.
Trail.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then, if they want to find you, what is your phone number?
They can always call us at 530-527-9157. That will get you to Bianchi Orchards, and we have tickets available as well.
Okay. And so then someone who wants to call you, they can just start at your farm, right? They can just
exactly.
Okay.
They can start at our farm. They can start at up in Manton or down in Corning.
Okay.
So it's really it's pretty user friendly in terms of which direction.
And they can just pull up the map on at TehamaTrail.com and just sort of look and see where they want to start. Can they do it that
Correct.
Way? Okay. This
Correct. But
this
they
is
will
user
have
friendly.
To purchase their passport.
Yes. And they can purchase that when they get to their first stop, though, right?
Exactly.
Oh, you guys have made it so easy. This is great.
Oh, we try.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us today. So that's,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And then as we close our show here in about 20 minutes, we'll also repeat your contact info. So just so you know that, okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thanks for calling in, and good luck to you, Katie.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and you're listening to KCNR 1460, and we'll be back just right after this.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms.
from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
KCNR, Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Hey, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. And as you know, on the show Positively Healthy, you don't know what's coming at you. And so we're going to usually be talking about something that will make your life a little bit healthier. And if you do it all, you're going to be crazy healthy, but you probably don't want to be quite that healthy. So you know what? A little bit here, a little bit there, and you'll have a little bit more vitality in your life, which makes everything a little more interesting and fun. So getting back with Mark Peterson. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we have Dr. Maria Salas. Maria, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you here. And so, okay, Abundant Harvest, we know that you can go online to sign up. We know that you have absolutely fresh produce, and you're selling to pretty much the state of California.
One day from harvest
for the price of conventional. So
Organic. 100%. That's all we sell. 100% okay. Organic, certified CCOF. And not only that, we know our farmers. We're out on their farms. We know the names of their kids.
Okay, and I hear also that we're talking about fruits and vegetables. A lot of fruit, but there are all these other things. Like I'm hearing grass-fed beef, I'm hearing dairy, I'm hearing nuts. So
yes,
sounds like there's a whole lot going on here.
I counted our add-ons this morning. After you subscribe to our box, there's 116 things as of today that you can add on: fruits, nuts, raw milk, cheeses, butter, every type of different vegetable that we have available, which was 116 as of this morning.
Okay, so you pretty much don't need to ever go inside a grocery store again. Is that what I'm hearing?
If you cook from scratch,
yeah,
you're pretty close.
Wow. Okay, so now you were going to read for us what was in the box. I mean, you were going to kind of look over there on the computer screen.
Yeah, what was in last week's box? Well,
because people want to know.
Yeah, our box, it's heavy to lift. It's big. It's heavy on fruit. The dimensions, that's 8 feet, 8 inches deep. It's 23 inches long, 16 inches wide. We had three different types of fruit in last week's box. We had we had a nectarine, a peach, and a donut peach. It was a white flesh. You just ate one of those, Mark. He's nodding. Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
was really good.
I know.
And they're really crunchy. And then I'm going to whip over here and read the list
okay.
that we have.
Go ahead and run. We're now running. We're running inside the station. Okay.
So we also had strawberries in there, basil, beets, bell peppers, broccoli, dill, lettuce, potatoes, shallots, tomatoes, squash, radishes, and did I read all those? Anyways, that was our list.
That was delivered in Reading on Tuesday. And every Tuesday, you're coming to Reading at what time again?
The truck pulls in at 2 o'clock, and it's a half-hour drop, 2 to 2:30 onto the side of Big Lots.
Okay, so people show up in their car. They have already prepaid. They don't have to have money. They're signed up. It's all just going through their credit card or debit card, and they pick it up, and they leave. And they drop off last week's, just the carrying box.
You got it, Trudy. They bring in the empty, and they pick up the full, and we've got them on a computer list. And for those of that added on, we pile those on top of their box, and it's a family affair. My kids are loading boxes in people's cars.
Okay. And so then how hard is it to sign up? Pretty hard?
No, it's very easy. You go to ahorganics.com or abundantharvest.com, but they both work. And you just go in to sign up and follow through the prompts. Make sure you sign up and ready. And it takes 10 days to get going. So there's a little bit of lag, but once you get going, you can get it every week. One thing that makes us unique is that you do not have to get your box every week. You can vacation out. And once you get going, you can we deliver year round. That's another point. 49 weeks out of the year. But any week that you don't want, if you're out on vacation, you just have to do it ahead of time, 10 days ahead of time. Tell us when you don't want your box. So, we have one gal gets her box once a month. I have several others get it every other week. But most people get their box every week. But you're in control of that.
Okay. So then I want to move, looking at the time, we're kind of closing out the show. I want to talk about goat's milk. Goats. I want to talk about goats.
All right. My favorite subject.
Okay. All right. So do you own goats?
Yes, I do. We've started an organic goat dairy here in Reading. We're up by Old Shasta, actually.
Okay.
And I milked this morning.
All right. And I see that you brought me my goat's milk because, you know, true confessions is that I come to your house every Saturday and I pick up my goat's milk.
Yes. How do you like it?
I love it. And so it's out. I just thought that when people said goat's milk, it would be some kind of funky flavor.
Yes.
And it tastes better than cow's milk and it's fresh. And I just had no idea. So it was a new one on me. I knew it was very, very good for me.
So, Doctor, have you ever tried our goat's milk before?
No,
do you like
not.
Goat's milk? Have you ever tried it?
I don't think I've ever tried goat's milk.
Then this is perfect. Okay, people. I hear the ice chest opening.
Now, you'll see on our Abundant Harvest website, you'll see that we do have organic raw milk. It's on. The cows are on pasture. They're milked on pasture.
Mm-hmm.
You will not see our goat's milk. What's that?
Are you allergic to milk?
No, I just was curious about what are they eating. Is this grass?
Yes, my goats are on browse. They're on organic. They're on organic alfalfa.
Okay.
And they are. They like to eat bushes more than grass.
Yeah.
And so me and my goats take a walk. We live kind of in a hilly area, so they have lots of canyons to roam in, and they only get about 12 ounces of organic grain every day. That's just to help them milk.
But, okay, this is a big deal because I don't drink milk.
I know.
Cow's milk, goat's milk, any
milk.
Like
so
that.
Just one thing.
And look at the big glass.
Well, this is, I love why, I just wish you could watch her face and she drinks this.
Why isn't it TV?
I give this milk to lots of people and I really like to people who've had bad experience with goat's milk because goat's really healing. It's the closest thing to mother's breast milk. The fat globules are 3 times
smaller,
and it's much better,
smaller.
Much
mm-hmm.
better for our digestion.
Yep.
All right, let's see your face as you take a drink of this.
Here we go. Here we go, people. I have to do the smell first.
Oh, okay.
Good smell.
It's a good year.
I wish I had a drum roll.
I know.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, not uh-oh. Very creamy.
We know what interesting
very
means.
Very clean, very
okay.
crisp.
Oh.
That's how I want something like this to taste.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Good interesting is what
yeah.
she meant. That's good.
Because I don't drink this. So
yeah.
It's going to be interesting to me because it's been years. So this
wow.
is good. It tastes very clean to me.
Okay, Rachel, yeah. you're up next.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on,
okay.
Rachel. Here we go. Try a little bit of this.
Well, here's the thing. I grew up on an organic farm, and my family made me drink cow's milk, which I hate, and I don't drink milk. I'm just like,
oh, my God.
I don't.
Great.
I never
Mark,
drink
you
milk.
Got more than you bargained for. You have people who you're converting at the deepest level.
Oh, my gosh, that is so much better than cow's milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
It doesn't leave that horrible aftertaste.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
like
that.
That
to compare it to. So
yeah, it comes clean off your palate. And
yes.
and goat's milk is naturally
yeah.
homogenized, too.
Okay.
And, And my wife, she can't, I started doing it. I didn't do it to do this, really. I just got two goats for my family about over a year ago, because my wife can't drink any milk but goat. And she can drink this as much as she wants with no problems. The two of my kids had stomach problems. Now they don't. We drink almost a gallon a week. Now, one thing I wanted to say about you will not see our goat's milk on our website. This is just, we're just doing this for some local people, some relationships that we have here. But you will see it next year, as we'll be milking about 30 head, and we're going through the organic certification process, because we do not sell anything that's not 100% certified CCOF organic on our site. So next year at this time, you'll be able to see this goat's milk coming from Reading on wow. the Abundant Harvest website as well.
Oh, that's great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and during the break, I'll be having a little bit of milk. So we'll be right back. You've been listening to Positively Healthy. Don't go away. There's more.
You got to make the moment last, just kicking down.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call Flu Season today at 221-3331.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
It's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Okay, hi, welcome back. I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're listening to Positively Healthy. You're listening. We're creating Positively Healthy here for you to listen to. Okay, I think we're okay. The milk is amazing, and Mark Peterson, welcome back.
All right. Good to be here.
Yeah. Dr. Maria, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. It was quite a surprise.
I'm so glad that you're here. Okay. I feel like if we were to close the show out now, we have a few more minutes, that people would have missed just something about how hard you worked to create Abundant Harvest, and how hard, you just sort of generated this idea. So tell us about the inception.
Well, you know, this is a Reading hometown story, really. You know, Abundant Harvest is across the state, and, you know, we're feeding as many as 25,000 people a week now. And this idea came from Reading. You know, when I, if you were listening back a half hour ago, we didn't quite get finished of my conversion to organic, you know, because I'm a farmer, I'm a consumer. And, you know, and I'm somewhere in the middle and all of that. And so as we pieced that together, my brother converted our family farm to organic. And if you know anything about organics, it takes 3 years to convert the soil to organic. So that means we have to grow produce for 3 years organically, but sell it at the conventional price because it's not certified. So we barely made it. We barely made that transition. Then when we got out the other side, we realized we couldn't sell the volume of organic produce that we had. And so it was very difficult taking organic through the normal conventional methods that, you know, us and all of our neighbors and everyone that we knew in the past. So that is how Abundant Harvest got created. I remember getting on the phone trying to help my brother sell organic produce, and I realized, you know, there has got to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, you know, it was just about the time I started using the internet. I started buying things. It was really a mixed business model, from FedEx to Costco to In-N-Out, doing one thing, doing it well, you know, to Amazon, to four or five other businesses that are slipping my mind right now. But, you know, it's just really a mixed business model of the time. And I think people were getting comfortable using their debit card to buy their groceries for the first time. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, and we come with a local food movement that's saying, you know, I want to be connected to the food, to the farmer that feeds me. And we have done all those things. And we are feeding our family. And, you know, it's quite satisfying for me to, you know, I'm getting a little misty-eyed right now, but it's quite satisfying for me to do something that has been good for everybody, really.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for the farmer, for the consumer. And, you know, I think there's this thing that, you know, we've grown up with four generations of since World War II, that, you know, we want cheap food. You know, and so the consumer comes in, I want cheap food. And the farmer is growing this mass amount of food but doesn't know if he can sell it. And so what we've done is we've bridged all those gaps, and things are changing. And how did we do it? We got rid of the waste. We have reusable packaging, so there's no waste at all. And that's how we're able to do organic at the price of conventional within one day of harvest, because we've got rid of all the middlemen that don't need to be here. The only person that's important is the person that grew it and the person that ate it.
Clearly.
And thank you so much for being here, because now I don't have to do it. I always thought, oh, I want to do something like that. I want to, you know, get some goats and get a garden going. But no, I don't have to do that because I don't have time.
She's off the hook. This is a big day for her.
But anyway, you have an article in the Enjoy magazine. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. We've got an article in there. You can read about us. Kind of, we pretty much covered it on the show, but that's that was nice to be in there,
okay.
And so it's always good to get, because, you know, we don't, if you didn't hear earlier, we don't have a marketing plan. We don't spend any money on advertising, so if someone writes an article on us, hey, that's air. But most of it comes from friends telling friends.
Exactly.
Like,
I like
it's,
that.
It's so
business.
Good. Yeah, it's so good. I can't stop talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're bringing back the, you know, the family meal around the table, and, you know, people are connecting, and, you know, it's communion.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's important for the consumer to know their farmers?
Well, yeah, sure.
I like the fact that I would be able to call him now and ask him a question about something, you know.
Yeah, and every farmer, list I read earlier, every farmer's email is on there. You can ask him any question about any of the produce you want at any time.
Did it take you a while to come up with this idea, or was it overnight? Or
I didn't sleep very well for about a month. I'd lay awake all through the night thinking about it, and I ran it. I teach a business class in town, too. I've started many different businesses over the years. The thing I was really excited about, I thought, it's so simple. And we can do this on cash. Is this really going to work? So when I ran it by everybody that I really respected, everybody's eyes lit up, and just their eyes lighting up. And several people said, "Hey, how much money do you need?" And
wow,
I'm like,
lucky
And when I got those types of responses from respected businessmen, I knew I was onto something. And we have, you know, when you have 20 plus thousand people ordering your bar, and you're a 4-year-old company. And you know, you're keeping farmers in business, and you're bringing a higher nutrient level to the family table at the price of conventional. What can I say?
And the
greatest testimony of all is, you know, your host to this great radio program gets one of our boxes.
That's
and
right.
She also gets some of our goat's milk.
I know.
And, you know,
I have a low back injury to prove from lifting your box. So now when it gets delivered, I immediately separate it into two boxes and carry it to the car. So isn't that ironic? So, the craziness of it all. But yeah, I think that our people that we know that get your box also, they're just shocked at the variety and the challenge, you know, because you think, wow, how, you know, you get so many wonderful foods that you start thinking, like, what can I do with this fruit? Okay, should I make a pie? Should I, you know, there's just so much that, so I love that aspect, abundance. I just love the abundance part of it. Maria?
Abundance and everything else, but what is the value about eating seasonal fruit? I know we always talk about it as doctors to our patients, ooh, try to eat what's in season. From your point of view, how is that?
Well, you know, our bodies are geared that way. You
exactly.
know,
okay.
you know, we've been here for however many thousands of years, and we didn't have refrigeration until, you know, 100 years ago. So we've been eating healthy. Our bodies are geared to that. You look at Americans, one in four gets cancer, and it's primarily linked to diet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our body wants that orange in the fall because we're coming into flu season. Right?
Get that vitamin C.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. And, you know, our bodies are good. I'm not the doctor. You guys are. You can explain that to your patients later. But
it's nice hearing it from you because, yeah. you know, they hear it from us all the time.
And, yeah, it's good.
That's great. Well, hey, we're going to close out the show. And so I want to thank both of you for being here today. I learned a lot. I can't wait to get my box on Tuesday. And Maria, good luck with your show
thank
on
you so
July
much.
7th. And so listen for that. And your first guest will be the CrossFit guy?
Yeah, the owners of North State CrossFit. We do have a member coming on board who's going to tell their amazing story.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, we're really excited because it's the CrossFit Games.
Oh,
season.
Gosh, that's great. And if you listen to, if you wanted to go to the Tehama Trail event, that's TehamaTrail.com, and you've been listening to Positively Healthy, have a great day today, and we'll see you again.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. 130 square miles in New Mexico's Gila National Forest scorched. Officials urging caution and say people should stay indoors.
They need to stay indoors more and really limit physical exertion.
City of Albuquerque spokesman Jeff Stonisfer. Meantime, in Michigan, a fire at a state park in the Upper Peninsula has forced the park to close after more than 17,000 acres burned. With reports of voting irregularities, some Egyptians voicing concerns over the future of that country.
Next month's Egyptian presidential election will likely pit the two extremes against each other. Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi, who wants to turn Egypt into an Islamic state, and the prime minister from President Mubarak's regime, Ahmed Shafiq. Many of the revolutionaries from last year's protest in Tahrir Square say they will return to the streets if Shafiq wins, as it will be business as usual. But even observant Muslims worry what the Muslim Brotherhood would do to their country. One woman said it could turn into